Three key elements comprise the Navy's latest efforts to recognize innovation in the Navy and Marine Corps. Secretary Ray Mabus lists modernizing cash awards programs, creating innovation awards, and exploring non-traditional incentives to encourage innovation. Marine Corps Major Armando Martinez of the Office of Strategy and Innovation in the Office of the Deputy Undersecretary of the Navy for Management explains why the Navy's doing the awards program.
The SECNAV, during his Task Force Innovation initial effort, started becoming more aware of the local innovative efforts across the department, which we kind of already knew existed, but definitely noticed that there was a little bit more awareness. And so what the SECNAV wanted to do is kind of take advantage of that opportunity to incentivize the workforce. And this Innovation Awards, the SECNAV's Innovation Awards, is just one way that he wanted to do that.
Are there particular areas of innovation that the Navy wants to recognize, or is part of the process of getting this going in the first place determining we want to recognize innovation in acquisition or in systems development or operations or whatever?
Yeah, so when the SECNAV, again, through his Task Force Innovation effort, noticed that there were some particular areas of interest that, innovative things were starting to happen across the Department of Navy. And so he wanted to kind of focus on, a few categories, and those were identified in the All-Nav that he published. Some of them included, robotics and autonomous systems, data analytics, additive manufacturing, and then also focused on kind of the leadership aspect. What is the workforce doing to, foster a culture of innovation across the department. So this initial, inaugural SECNAV Innovation Awards program is focused on a certain set of key categories.
Do you have a sense of how you'll set the criteria? Will the criteria vary within each of those categories as to how you judge this one's more innovative than that one, and so that's the one that wins the award? Have you gotten that far with the process yet?
Yeah, so we have started talking about it, and we haven't necessarily set the criteria, but the nominations will be evaluated by experts from that particular field for that award category, and they'll take in consideration, the impact that individual has had on innovation across the department.
Will those be Navy experts only, or will you have folks from outside the service as well?
So for right now, it'll be within the Department of Navy. So again, depending on the kind of the award category and the person that's submitting it, it'll be reviewed by both the Navy and the Marine Corps.
So Secretary Mabus's memo announcing this says that the Deputy Undersecretary of the Navy for Management will, among other points, explore non-traditional incentives to encourage innovation across the Navy. Do we have a sense yet of what kinds of non-traditional incentives he's talking about there, Major?
Yes. Yeah, so again, he's kind of focused on providing that local level commander an opportunity to recognize and incentivize the workforce. So that, that might include unit challenges, whether it's through a crowdsourcing ideation platform, or something that is less virtual, but also personal awards and allowing members to attend innovation focused events or maybe training opportunities. But basically, what it's doing is it's enabling that commander to kind of modify his own awards program to align to his specific mission and his specific organization's culture, which I think is a little bit of a different approach than what we're used to.
Major Armando Martinez, United States Navy, is discussing the innovation awards in the Navy that Secretary Mabus has proposed. And this says implementation will begin within 60 days of the memo. Do we know anything else about the timeline when we might see some finalists or some awards or anything like that, Major?
Yeah, absolutely. So the announcement of the innovation, SECNAV's Innovation Awards, kind of marked the start of the implementation phases. And so far, we've set the deadline for applications to 31 October 2015. Winners will be announced sometime in January 2016 after the packages are reviewed and, again, weighted with the criteria. We're currently designing how the other two award processes will be most effective, and we expect to communicate those to the workforce by around the same time frame, January 2016.
You mentioned that this is the hope is that this permeates all levels of the Navy, and in fact, Secretary Mabus's memo referred to that. Commanders at all levels of the Navy are encouraged to develop local incentives that recognize the innovative contributions of their workforce. I wonder if the hope behind that might be that if this comes back for another year, that this will have kind of percolated all throughout the Navy and will be a more natural process than this year as you're standing it up.
Yeah, I agree. And I think next year, you know, the awards categories might even change, kind of, again, depending on what innovative efforts are going on throughout the department. I think definitely bringing visibilities to all aspects of innovation is going to be important. And I think the SECNAV realizes that.